First of all, laughter is not the same as humor. What's the difference between laughter and humor? Well, laughter is a response to humor. Laughter is the physiological response to humor. If something is humorous, that is, if something is funny, for instance, a story, a joke, or a performance, if that is humorous, then people usually laugh. If it's successful, the humorous joke or action makes you laugh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, what is laughter? How do we recognize, for example, when someone is laughing versus when someone is burping? Thanks for that example, John. How do we recognize the difference between laughing and crying, or laughing and smiling? In other words, what are the necessary characteristics of laughter? Okay, I'll tell you. Laughter consists of two parts. One is a set of gestures, and the other is a production of a sound. When you laugh, the brain pressures you to conduct both of these activities at the same time. Now, to produce a smile requires 15 smaller muscles in the face just to contract and stimulate this big muscle that lifts up your upper lip. See? This one right here. Okay? And so far, you know, you haven't made any sound. To produce the sound of laughter, first you have to get these spasms in your diaphragm. That's here, separating the abdomen from the area around the lungs. And these spasms force air out through the epiglottis. That's the flap back here. That closes over the air passage when you're eating so that food doesn't go down the windpipe. And through the larynx, or voice box, the part that vibrates. What's the result? The ha-ha-ha-ha sound. Ha-ha-ha-ha! Your lungs start working harder, and when you breathe harder, the oxygen level in your blood increases. Your heart rate and blood pressure go up too. Sometimes, if you laugh hard, your eyes start to water. You've seen people cry when they laugh, haven't you? If something is terribly funny, your mouth opens and closes rapidly, and you struggle to get enough oxygen. By now, you've got muscle spasms in your arms, your trunk, your legs, and you double over in a huge belly laugh. One well-known authority on laughter is Dr. Robert Provine of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He is a professor of psychology there, and he's one of the first laughter researchers. He discovered that all human laughter consists of variations on a basic form, and this basic form consists of short, vowel-like notes repeated every 210 milliseconds. Okay, what vowel sounds do you make when you laugh? Come on, give me a laugh. Good. You see, laughter can be of the ha-ha-ha variety or the ho-ho-ho variety. But you know what he discovered? Laughter cannot be a mixture of the two different vowels. I mean, you never hear anyone laugh ha-ho-ha-ho-ha-ho, do you? Yeah, that would be really funny. Hee-ha-ho-hee-hee-ha-ha. No, you're not going to hear that one, at least not in natural laughter. Okay, what else? Provine also suggests that humans have a kind of laugh detector mechanism in the brain. This mechanism detects laughter, and then it responds to laughter by causing more laughter. The more you laugh, the more you want to laugh. And when you laugh, others around you laugh too. This explains why laughter is contagious.